Hello and welcome to Jet Setting with JEK Travels, the show that gives you all the travel deeps insights when traveling to all-inclusive destinations. I'm your host, Chevelle German, affiliated with JEK Travels.
Hello, 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 guys. Welcome back to my channel, Jet Setting with JEK Travels. I'm your host, Chevelle German. So today we're going to talk about which Greek islands are on your bucket list. I know, you know, Greece is on my bucket list. I want to visit it. We was going to visit back in 2020, but, you know, with the pandemic and everything, we didn't get a chance to go. So now we're going in 2024. It's on the bucket list. So how does your perfect Greek island getaway look like? You know, when it comes to Greek islands, there's no one way to explore it all. That's due in part to the fact that there are so many islands and each one is so unique. It really is one of those places where you can truly create your own personal experience by handpicking the islands you visit, what you do, where you stay, and even the restaurants you plan to visit to eat at on the local economy. You know, we can help bring all of that together and all the details for a truly tailored experience of the islands. So let's dream a little bit. You're planning your Greek island getaway. Which islands are you putting on your itinerary? And how long is your trip going to be? You know, it's mind-boggling to think that Greece has more than 6,000 islands, so it's no surprise that there is a little something for everyone. Whether you're looking for cultural and nightlife, fresh seafood, are some of the best beaches in the world, you'll be able to find it all in one trip. You know, it really comes down to what you want in your Greek getaway. Do you want the romance of Santorini, the light life of Mykonos, the quiet of Milos, or the versatility of Crete? The Greek islands are incredible to see, and the good news is that beauty doesn't stop at the coast. There's lots to see and do inland too. The quaint villages and world-class museums are a great way to take in the Greek culture. If you're looking for quiet places to relax and unwind, there are countless rural areas, both on the mainland and on the islands, where you can recharge your batteries away from the crowds. Are you a fan of laying back and enjoying the ocean breeze with your favorite beverage in your hand? Just think the silhouettes of islands on the horizon, a clear sea lapping on the sandy beach, a beach bar just steps away. Greek island life definitely has its perks. And the best part, every island has its own unique flair and way of life, so there's no shortage of things to do and see. If you had your fair share of Caribbean getaways, maybe it's time to venture out and explore another beach destination. Have you considered visiting the Greek islands for a relaxing beach getaway? Most of the Greek islands are easy to reach and hard to forget, whether by boat from Athens or directly by air from the main European cities. If you're looking to island hop and visit a few different places, you're going to need to give your trip a little more care and consideration to bring all the pieces of the puzzle together. And let's be honest, it will take hours of your time and research to sort out your itinerary, book transport tickets, and to find the perfect hotels. Are you a history buff that wants to soak in all that ancient culture? Whether you're a history buff or not, Greece and the Greek islands are home to marvelous monuments and the UNSEC heritage sites. You know, take the time to see the beautiful Acropolis in Athens and the stunning museum. Visit the archaeology sites and the stunning monuments, the myth-laden palace of Gnosis, or the breathtaking medieval old town of Rhodes. Which historical site will you most be excited to see? Or is Crete the perfect destination for your Greek getaway? You know, Crete is the largest Greek island, and it's a great place to spend a week if you want a good home base for your time in the islands. There are loads of beaches, historic sites to see, hiking if you're up for a lot of adventure, and the little villages to explore for some shopping, taste the food, or just interact with the locals. So if you only have a week in the Greek islands, it's not a bad idea to consider spending all of it on Crete. If you have 2 weeks, Crete pairs nicely with Santorini. Have you been to either Crete or Santorini yet? You know, you can take in the beautiful turquoise bays in Melos. Beaches, check. Unbeatable seafood, if that's your thing, double check. But that's only the start when it comes to Melos. This beautiful island is one of the most overlooked, and it's all the better for anyone who wants to escape the crowds of Santorini and Makos, but keep that same magic you can only find in the Greek islands. Melos has some of the best beaches in the sea, over 70, and the seafood is stellar. So if you're a seafood buff and want to get your seafood on, this is the island for you. You know, you can enjoy the beaches and stare out at the beautiful bays in relative peace, because most people tend to skip Melos. But the secret's starting to get out, so now's the time to book it, you know, to get it on your travel radar. You know, the best time to visit the Greek islands, if you've ever had the Greek islands on your bucket list for a while, but don't love the idea of battling crowds for the best ocean views and seats at the beach bar, the best time to visit is right before and after the busy season. This is a great time to see the popular islands of Santorini, Crete, Kafour, and Rhodes. You avoid the crowds, but still have access to all of the tours, restaurants, and amenities before the close down of the season. The weather is fantastic at this time, too. When you work with me, one of the things we'll figure out is when the best time is for you to visit to have the type of vacation that you want. You know, but the perfect Greek island adventure is just a call away. We can take care of all the details while you spend your time dreaming, ready to take the gorgeous Greek islands off your dream travel list. So, you know, if you're looking to plan a trip to Greece, we have a group trip already planned for 2024 in July. All you have to do is head over to our webpage, www.jektravels.llc.com, and click on the groups tab, and it'll pull up all the group trips that we have planned for 2023 and 2024. You know, I love what I do as a travel agent. So if having your travel tailored to you, if having a travel expert in your contact list, you can call for advice, and if knowing that you're not taking a chance when you book a place that you've never been to, and you've seen the review and haven't seen the reviews on, then I'm the travel advisor for you. I take great pride in helping my clients make the most of their trips and experiences. You only get so much time away from work and so many vacation days, and it's important for me that you make the most of your time. And you know, I'll be bold to say that you just won't find the level of care with any online booking platform that you will at JEK Travels. But don't take my word for it. Check out the awesome reviews that our clients have left over on our website, www.jektravels.com, and check out the testimony and reviews. So if you're curious about how we can elevate your travels here at JEK Travels, let's chat. Book a complimentary call or fill out a trip inquiry by going to our website, www.jektravels.com. If you're not subscribed to us, go ahead and hit subscribe, like, and share. Visit all our social media platforms. We're at JEK Travels. And like, share, and subscribe on those. Let's bring the expectation of good customer service back in 2023. Until next time.